Teure nicht nur Bechaloschen, ja? Teure nicht nur Bechaloschen, Teure aus Gimel in Bechaloschen. Shneema, der Postik says, wo ich mich steuere, machrisch, wenn das, Hatzliach, wenn die Ese, so what's the pshat, ich mich steuere, machrisch, suddenly he was silent, it's the ending of his shtika. He's going to come back to the end, he's going to go into the ganze Indian of Dibbo. Ha'ininu, ki yadu abba yraisa bora kodesh boruch ha'alma. The Bein Shalem created the world with the Torah. V'chulam yish lehem chiyas mea Torah. Everything, every part of the, everything has a chiyas from the Torah. V'chol umma v'loshan yish lehem achiza gankim b'Torah. Every umma and loshan also has achiza b'Torah. Ha'adek sh'omra v'ayu la teitofos. Teitofos is tat. Katvi is Stein, the country Katvi, and Pas, Afriki is Stein. So why is Vahilo Tetofis Ben Inecho? Why is that written in Goisha languages? Zeo Chiyos Shal Oma Hi Atluyu B'Toyah. It's the Moedic, I mean, it's the Gemara, my name is Yisod, but it's the Moedic Oimik. That, why Dafka by the Tfilin Shal Roish is it this way? In other words, by the Tfilin Shal Roish, Tetofis Ben Inecho, right, the word that the Torah uses for Tfilin Shal Roish, is a word made from the Loshen Laz, Loshen of the Umas Oilu. And why Dafka Tfilin Shiroish? Why Dafka Tfilin? Why Dafka Tfilin Shiroish? Zen is Baya B'mokam Acha B'Oirech. Is Baya that Mokam Acha B'Oirech. So we have to discuss, we'll do the paragraph, we'll discuss the Indian Dafka by Tfilin this way. Well, that's the cloud. Zen is by Mokach Boyer. Silicon and Ibrahim, every name you can see from the Torah. Well, a Kacha, Yikra Adam, Shema is Lachol, Abahema. Everything's got a name, and the name is Lashon HaKodesh, and Lashon HaKodesh is the Chiyas of that thing. Sheyeda, Oisi, Sheikhius, Shalamina, Hu, Shaboy Tol. And that was the godless Adam Rishon. The Adam Rishon saw the Oisi, he saw the Chiyas, and he called them a name, which was them a Koya Chiyas. Vachin kol Adam, Anikra, Beshem, Hu, Chiyus. Every person that you do up by a bris. And by everything, it's like a nevuah, it's like a ruach hakodesh, that every person, the parents have a siyata d'shmai to give the child a name which is shayach to shayach chiyuse. For hine Hakadosh Baruch Hu oimer mi moishel bi. Rabbi Shlaim says mi moishel bi tzadik. Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes a gzeira v'hu mevatlo. Heich mevatlo. How's the tzadik mevatlo? So inyanu Hakadosh Baruch Hu chofetz chesed. Rabbi Shlaim is chofetz chesed. רק בפני המקטריגים שאים דם ומדברים כקטגורים נגזר איזו גזר. כשבו הצדק הוא מזדבק אל התורה ואל התפילה ולכוח הדיבו ומקשה הדיבו להשם, אין המקטריגים שום דיבו. They lose their דיבו then, כי הקדוש ברוך הוא מוסד, this is a the important line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mosa Adibu Shalo Yihi HaToyer Levnei Yisrael Ben Shalom. Hari the Dibu is the Torah, Torah, Tefillah. And Ben Shalom gave that Koyach to Kalal Yisrael. Because Yisrael Oiz Ben Oizim, Kalal Yisrael leave the Dibu, Nitin Dibu Befiim, then the Goyim, then the Koyach Hosea Tzarecha get the Koyach Adibu. Take it, because Yisrael Loikhin Adibu La'atzma. As soon as we take the Dibu back to ourselves, Ein Lehem Shum Dibu V'Nizbatla K'chigul. He's telling us a Moedic and a Kuddin. There's a lot of very big Moedic and a Kuddin we have to see over here. So the Bema says there's the Koyach of Memshala, we know, is the Koyach HaDibur. Right? The Pasuk, Dibur, Dabur, Melech, Lashiltoin, Melech is Moedic B'Dibur. Right? Melech, we have a Musa, we die with the Esau. A melech is not going to go with Yadayim and start making order in the country, right? A melech says something with his dibur, and then everybody dispatches, and everybody goes and makes zach. The ikan hoga is the hoga of dibur. They do that. That's the bechin of malchus, and as we come to, that's why we said so often that malchus is teir shabal peh, right? The levon of malchus is teir shabal peh, says in Zohar Kodesh, because peh is dibur. Peh and dibur means that the day the koyach of teir shabal peh through the diburim, teir shabal peh. Is that's Peh is how the Ikam Memshal, that's the Ikam Malchus. So Malchus is Teresh Abal Peh. Malchus is Peh. Dibur Melch Shulton. The Ikan Hoga is an Hoga of Dibur. That's a big thought. Why? What's the Pshat? So what's the Vot? The Yadayimi Deisov? So, Hem says it's Kabbalah again. I'm not a mikveh. But the Indian is that it's kain and hevel. Hevel is the bechinas peh. Hevel peh. The hevel of peh. Kain killed hevel, and that brought in the pegam in the koyach hamshala of peh. And for that gave over the koyach hamshala from peh, came to the koyach hamshala of Yudayim Yudei Esav. Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov and Moshe, the bechinas hevel. Moshe is beginning to say bechinas hevel, so they bechinas hevel. So meila Yaakov's avoda is a koil kol Yaakov. And therefore, when the Chazal say that when the koil is called Yaakov, is ein Yadayim Yudei Esav, because the Yadayim is not a ketchiladika, it's not the most powerful of all anhogas. So it's a powerful anhoga between me and you, right? Between me and you, with the yad, I can force you to do something. It's not a koach anhoga. You can't be manning a country with Yadayim. That you need peh. So the Yaakov mem is the Torah Kedoshah is the ikka koach anhoga. So when the koil called Yaakov, so then the Yadayim, there's no Yadayim Yadayim Yosef. But after the pegam of Cain killing Hevel, so then Klal Yisrael to go down to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the pegam of the Hariga of Cain and Hevel. Mitzrayim is Meitzah Goren. Mitzrayim is Meitzah Goren. Meitzah Goren is the pegam of Peh. Even Moshe Rabbeinu became a Chabad Peh. And the tikkun of going out to Mitzrayim we've discussed is going to the Midbar, Lashon Dibur, Aseres HaDibur, which is the first Likutim. You've heard it more recently than I have. That's the whole in a pair going into the mid, but that's when Klal Yisrael got the pair. That's a big sod. The Maisa, that's the whole war. That's the whole fight with the Goyim. The fight with the Goyim is the fight. Shat is that we're not using our pair properly, so then they can take the koyach pair from us. They can take the koyach. The biggest birur is when they machnia themselves. When they machnia themselves and they start benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they start being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their pair. Right, that's the greatest biru. That's the greatest hachna. That's the greatest hachna that they nichna to the Rebbein Shlom. That's when Ashrei, you say Ashrei is Aleph Til Tov, and in the Tov you say Tilas Hashem Yidave Pi Vivarch Kol Basa. But Kol Basa say Mefarshin there first to Goyim. So in other words, at the end of the Aleph base by the Tov, right? At the Tov, that's where the Pegam of Dibur starts, right? It's Aleph and Tov, and then that's the Yoyrit, and then it's Yoyrit to the clip. The birur is Tehillas Hashem, the Tov, Tehillas Hashem, Yidame Pi, Vivarach Kol Basa, then it's going to go on its way. So, Bemis, every koyach that the Yitzhahara has, every koyach that the Yitzhahara has, and every koyach that all the Sitra Achra has, and our enemies have, right? Everything's, the Tzad Shekhaneged means the Yitzhahara, and the enemies, and the Arabs, and the Romans, and all these things are the same minion, right? They all have a koyach from the Pegam HaDibur of Klal Yisrael, because then they chap the koyach HaDibur. The birur of that is when Klal Yisrael is mevarer that really the koyach hadibur and Torah was given to us. Torah kedosh is given to us. Tefillah, Torah, the dibur, koyach hadibur was given to Klal Yisrael. Atim kriyim adam. What's the difference between adam and chaya? By ye adam the nefesh chaya says the targum ruach mamalala, the koyach hadibur. And there's adam of kedusha and there's adam of blial, right? So the atim kriyim adam, ein umas oilam kriyim adam. So who's really got the koyach hadibur? The yid. So when the yid restores the koyach hadibur, so meila there he restores the koyach hadibur. He takes away the koyach from the umas oilam. So that's why vidui the marshal vidui hasham nebaganu is aleph tiltof. As I say, the aleph base the dibur. If you look at the alchets, right, large part. I think even a very large percentage of the alchets are all on the pegam hadibur. Tzonis, Lashon Hara, all on in Yonim of Pegam HaDibur. Why? Because the word is that the Pegam HaKoyach HaDibur gives them a Koyach to be Shoylet, and they're Machtias. That's the Koyach HaDibur is really the Memshala. Klal Yisrael has that Memshala. They can lose that Memshala, and the Birur for that is, and that's why the Moshe Rambam, right, that's the Moshe Rambam. The Rambam writes, there's one mitzvah of tshuva. What's the mitzvah of tshuva? Says the Rambam. The Rambam should say, it's vidui. Vidui is the mitzvah of tshuva. Right, the Rambam, because Yoshev tshuva is vada. Yoshev is vada, that's the mitzvah of why? Because vidui is vidui bepeh. The Rambam learns that the ikka koyach of tshuva is the koyach bepeh. And that's why, what's tshuva? Toshev. Toshev is tofshi. In other words, you're starting from the pegam of dibur, which is by the tof, which is where the goyim get it, which is the tehillas. Vivarach Kol Basa, which is where the goyim chap the dibur, the koyach dibur, right down by the tof. And then when you take du teshuva, that's the bechina of toshev. Whenever there's a shaykh to pegam of dibur, then the goyim can take the memshal. Shabbos is dabr dover. You know how to talk to varm shel chulin on Shabbos. Shabbos is the time. That's why Shabbos is oisi is toshev. Shabbos the time dabar davar, says the pasuk in Yeshaya. Shlei dibur chach shel choyl k'dibur chach shel Shabbos. So Shabbos is only helig dibur. So Shabbos we're restored with a helig dibur. That's why Shabbos is the seventh day k'neged malchus. Shabbos is the day where Klal Yisrael get the malchus back. Why? Because it's the day where all the diburim are diburim of kedusha. So that's why goy sheshavas chayiv misa. He's got no shlita anymore. He's only got shlita in the choyl where we speak diburim shel choyl. So by speaking diburim shel choyl, he gets the dibur. He gets the dibur. He's shaylatan. Shabbos was only diburim kedusha. So goy sheshavas is chayiv misa. He's got no shaychus tas bichlal. Only Klal Yisrael. Only Klal Yisrael is the koyach hanhoga. So that's the whole. So the side of tshuva is the side to get the dibur back. So that's why we know that we discussed it before already. And that's why the koyach chodesh tishri is the koyach of tshuva. Koyach of tshuva is the koyach again, starting from tov shein reish, going all the way back. Now, it's going all the way back means restoring the dibur from having it by the goyim, bivarach kol basa, where all the basa has it, the goyim have it, taking it all the way back. That's the sod of shayfa. That's the sod of Shaifa. Shaifa is the coil. The coil is the pnimius of the dibur. The coil is the pnimius of the dibur. And the Shaifa, it breaks the goy shahanaga, right? The Shaifa breaks the goyim. It's mevalbal the satan, tkiyas the miyushav, tkiyas the meumad. It's mevalbal the satan, satan gets a shock. Vahoya, vayema hu, itaka b'shaifa godal, bo oivdim eretzasha, nidochim eretz mitzrayim. The Shaifa is the coil. The coil of the Shaifa is the coil of a coil called Yaakov. It's the pnimis of the dibur. It's the kedusha. It's the neshama of the dibur. The koil is the neshama of the dibur, and the koil shayfa is that's mamshich back all the nitzoyts. As we know, we've discussed this before. The tkab shayfa gadol v'katzenu yachad mi'arba kampis oretz is the shem ches beis vov, which is mekabitz all the nitzoyts together. Yachad mi'a, right? Mi'arba kampis the vov. There is the shem. The reason says the shem of ches beis vov, which is Masugal to take away all the Kedusha. In other words, which Kedusha? All the Dibur, the Koyach Dibur, all the Netzaitzes of the Koyach Dibur that went astray, that gave the Goy in the Mimshala, and the Ohoya Bayomo, you talk about Shaifa God, and that's going to break the Hanhaga. That's the Koyal of Dibur. So on Tishri, where we're being Masakin, the Koyach of Dibur, the Tov Shein Reish, we're going back from Tov back to the beginning, there we blow the Shaifa, and the Shaifa brings us the Koyach of Dibur back. That's why the Koil Shofar reminds Matan Torah. The Koil Shofar Rosh Hashanah reminds us of the Koil Shofar. Koil Shofar by Mamad HaSinai. Mamad HaSinai is where we got the Aseres HaDibros. That's where we got the Koyach HaDibor. And there it was Nikva. So the Koyach HaDibor is the Koyach that belongs to Klal Yisrael. And everything went quiet. The whole Bria was completely Nichna, right? Everything stopped. Everything was Nichna to Klal Yisrael's Dibor that they were getting. And that's what we remind ourselves in Rosh Hashanah, that we are Moshe. Be'emes, we are Moshe. And that's why we say in the Namatzeach before Tkiyas Shofar, Yad be'amim tachteinu le'umim tachas ragleinu. Yad be'amim tachteinu le'umim tachas ragleinu. Yad be'amim tachteinu. The dibur, the amim are tachteinu. And the Koyach Shofar restores us, gives us back the Koyach HaDibur. Lots of davening Rosh Hashanah. Lots of tefillas Rosh Hashanah we use out
there.
Avodah Malchus, that's right. Moedik, Malchus, Dibur. That's the Moedik Yisod. That's Yisod of Dibur. Every Avera is like that. Every Avera comes through. We gave the Yitzhahara the Mshallah. How do we give the Yitzhahara the Mshallah? Through wrong Diburim. So you come back. That's why also Rambam learns Mitzvah Shuvah is Vidui. Where do you say Vidui? On Karbonis you say Vidui. That's the Dibur of the Kedusha. We're trying to get the Dibur back. So what's the Bais HaMikdash called? Dvir Beisachal. In other words, when we zayicha to the dibur, the kedusha, that's the bechin of hashav esavoyde ledvir b'secha, leviim, b'shiram, zimram, heilig diburim, diburim of zmiros, shiros, esheshbachis, brachas vaydos, lemelech kel chay v'kayim.
How exactly you remember said the koil is pnimius and dibur? Why is that?
The koil comes before the dibur. In other words, we know that if sometimes it's so deep that it can't be neslabish into dibur. In other words, the deeper it is, when a person gets such a shock, so he screams a call, because his pshat is, it's not ready to be in slavish into dibur yet. But it's the pnimius of it. It's the pnimius of dibur. Mm-hmm. The koil comes from the gorin. Mm-hmm. Where does the dibur, the chitoch dibur, that comes there by the teeth, by the cheich? The koil is the pnimius of dibur. Mm-hmm. And when it's so pnimi, koil shoyve b'chino, it's so pnimi that it's kulei neshama. It's got no oisius. We know oisius of b'chinos of malchus. Right? Oisi is a bechana malchus because that's the gilui. The gilui lachutza. That's the pnimius of every koil and neshama of a dibur is in the koil. The koil is the neshama of the dibur. Yeah, clear?
Yeah.
Well, it comes into dibur when it gets to when it's about to go out into the world. But it's this oira, the mitzagora and the mitzrayim, which made Moshe a kavad peh, was the v'leishom el Moshe mikoytze ruach. Nobody had a voice there. Because Paro, the oiref, the back of the neck, and it's all mekoymus of where the coil comes out. And he had squeezed it. He had squeezed it. Couldn't come out of Adibu. So therefore, when a person brings, he says vidui, he's masakin his peh. He brings vidui, he says vidui peh in the dvir b'ischa. So that's a moedik atikun. That's a moedik atikun. So this behemus is a ganze esek. That's what we've also discussed before. Yaakov Avinu is the koil called Yaakov, so therefore Yaakov Avinu is the bechina to always to give Klal Yisrael a koyach adivor that should keep them, hold them in good stead. So Meila, therefore, Yaakov Avinu was preparing them for Golas Mitzrayim. We discussed already in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu gave him a koyach peh. We discussed that Vayechi is peh psukim. So before you go into Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu gave us the peh. And that koyach of peh, that koyach of peh is the koyach of peh that lasts, that keeps Klal Yisrael oyach kol adayos. So this is the whole sugya Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The whole sugya of Shofar Masechet Rosh Hashanah is where? Is in the perek of Ru'u Bezdin. Ru'u Bezdin, what happens? You say Mekudesh Mekudesh. You have to say Mekudesh Mekudesh. What's the Levana? The Levana is Malchus. Discuss before, what's the Levana? The Levana is Malchus. So you say Makudish Makudish, you talk to the Levana, you say Makudish Makudish, it means that Klal Yisrael now is the Koyach of Malchus Mepeh. And that's the first mitzvah that we got when we came out of Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim we lost the Koyach Adibur, so that we didn't have an Hagar. You'd see us Mitzrayim, the first mitzvah was a Chodesh Zelachem. Chodesh Zelachem means that now the Rebbein Shalom is giving us the Koyach Bepeh, Bedibur. To be Mekadosh, which means the Anhoga of the Bria. We know the Zmanim, the Seder of the Zmanim is the Anhoga of the Bria. So therefore, that's the parasha of Makudish. That's the parasha of Makudish Makudish. And there, Mamisha, one Omid later, starts the whole Sugi of Rosh Hashanah. Which starts the Indian of Kol HaShofars. And in the Halacha of Shofars, how do we know, so ask the Gemara, how do you know the Duchra, Yovel, how do you know which Amuta, Ayel, Duchra, Yovel, means Ayel, how do you know, so what's the whole Vat of Shofar? The whole Vat of Shofar is to take the Koyach HaDibur away from the Umus Oilo. So Omer Rabbi Akiva, Kshalachti le'Arevya, Kshalachti le'Krach HaYam, when I went to the Goyim, he said, Yikoyer Neduchra Yev, then he stopped a whole half an Amud of Gemara. When he went to, you know, we went to this place, went to that place, he's schlepping out the Lashon HaKodesh, he's schlepping out the Koyach HaDibur from the Goyim. Who did it? There's a few Gemaras there. One of the first few Gemaras is Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is Yaakov. Yaakov gave us the Koyach HaPeh. We know the Arizal says Akiva and Yaakov is the same. Oisi is the same Neshama. And Rabbi Akiva was the Shoresh of Torah Shebal Peh. Kula Liva de Rabbi Akiva. He's the Shoresh of Torah Shebal Peh. The Shoresh of Torah Shebal Peh means that Rabbi Akiva is the Koyach to take back the Oisi of the Lashon HaKodesh. In other words, the Dibur, the Koyach HaDibur that went to the Goyim that really belongs to us. So he went to these Goyish places and he found the word for Shofar over there. And Shofar is the Dibur that we schlep out from the Goyim. So for that you have to go to the Goyim. And then there's a whole bunch of Gemaras about the Amose de Rebbe, about the maidservant of Rebbe. Since you need a maidservant of Rebbe, about the Rebbe had a maidservant. Because Rebbe is the same thing. Rebbe is the Neshama of Yaakov Avinu. Rebbe is the Nasi. Nasi is Neshmasa, Rosh Hashanah is Neshmasa of Yaakov Avinu. Rebbe is the Shoresh of Torah Shebal Peh. The two Shoreshim of Torah Shebal Peh is Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe. Right? Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe. And Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe, they both are the Koyach of Peh. They both have a Koyach of Dibur. And therefore, they both went to the Goyim there in the Rosh Hashanah. They both went to the Goyim to get the Koyach of Dibur back to Klal Yisrael. Rebbe Akiva actually went. Rebbe had an Amos, he didn't have to go. So he had an Amos thing, and then when you needed a word, the sponger lady, or whatever, of Rebbe, so she taught them Rosh HaKodesh. She taught them what words meant, which means that's all taking out the Koyach HaBiru. of the koyach adibu, which is the pagam, which gives the goyim and gives the yitzhara the koyach. Rosh Hashanah is the time where we blow shofar. So Rosh Hashanah is the time where we're going to the pnimis of the dibur and bringing all the dibur back. Therefore, that's why you have those gemaras over there, which are all the gemaras which show that the yidna kivea b'diburim, the anhaga of the bria, and they have the malchus, which is the levon al yedei makudish, and in that perik you have the whole sugi of Rosh Hashanah. And dafke you have to be mevara the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, which shofar to use, from the goyim, from Arabia, you went to Arabia, and you went to all different places. So this is also the sod of tefillin that we're going to talk about, the sod of tefillin. We know that Pnimis HaTorah is Makasha very much Shofar to Tefillin. The Heliga Teres Yeshua, Heliga Rabbi Shiel of Jacob. So you've got, if you look up tomorrow, they can say Teres Yeshua. And he says that Shofar without the Vav is Gematria Tefillin. It's his first piece on Leil Rosh Hashanah. So the whole, he goes through the whole tissue, everything is connected to Tefillin. Shofar is Gematria Tefillin. Shofar without the Vav. Tishri is Rosh HaTeiv, is Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh. Says the Teres Yeshua. It's the same Bechina. What's the Bechina? What happens when you put Tefillin? So there's Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Yad is connected to Yadayim Shel Yadayim Yadayim Yadayim. In other words, that's the Koyach. There is a certain Ra that we have to smash through. There's a certain, sometimes you have to use as Gabras. But the Ika Hachna of the Umas Ha'ilam is Daka with the Tefillin Shel Rosh. As I state in the Mom and Brachas, V'ro, quotes the pasuk, V'ro kolam me'oretz, ki shem Hashem, nikro alecha, v'yaru mimeka, eilun tefillin shel rosh. Tefillin shel rosh is not pa'ula. Yid wears a tefillin shel rosh, Chazal say the tefillin shel rosh is like a kesa, it's like a crown. A yid is wearing a kesa. A yid is wearing a kesa because yid is a melech. Aber melech, yimoylech al yidei dibur. Yimoylech al yidei dibur. So Mela, therefore, the chiluk between the tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad is the chiluk between the yadayim machnia the yadayim yidei esav. You machnia the yadayim yidei esav with tefillin shel yad, and then you have the tefillin shel rosh, which is connected to the koil kol yaakov. Tefillin shel rosh is malchus, is the crown, and the crown is the dibur. So Mela, it's the same thing. Tefillin is gematria shofar. So Mela, therefore, if the tefillin shel rosh is the keser al yidei dibur, it must be the hachna of the dibur, taking back the dibur of the umas oil. In other words, when a goy sees the tefillin shel rosh, he sees that his whole koyach is the koyach of dibur, and the koyach of dibur is really not his koyach, not his malchus b'chlal. It's Adam the kedusha. It belongs to Adam the kedusha. It doesn't even belong to him. Suddenly he feels how the whole koyach of Mishala all belongs to the Eden, and the Yoram and Mecca, and then they fear the Eden. So Mela, therefore, that's why the word Tetov is Beninecho, has to be made from Tat, has to be made from Pas, you have to go to Katfi, you have to go to Afriki. Mefarshim say that there are two ends of the world, not just those two. Certain Mefarshim say that all the Lashon HaKodesh was Nisbalbel into those two languages. Others say that one's on either side of the world, Afriki and Katfi on the other side of the world. So Pshat is, it means that when a goy sees, he sees his koyach adibur in the tefillin shel rosh of Klal Yisrael, and tefillin shel rosh is the keser. So he sees that when a goy has memshala, he sees using the yid's memshala, chlal na his memshala, suddenly he feels mardik weak, and that's the bechinan. You don't have to do anything. That's why the apostle says kshartim lo isal yedecha. There you're doing it. You've got to use your yadayim. Kshartim. It's got to be a peula. It's got a diuk. Kshartim lo isal yedecha. That's a peula. Because the word is there, you be machnia yudaim yidei esav. That works with the peula, connected yudaim shel esav. But v'hoyu l'toytofes ben yinecha. V'hoyu l'toytofes. That's the same thing with the mitzvah, with the bracha. Tefillin shel yad l'honiach. What's the tefillin shel rosh? Al mitzvah tefillin. It's a very vague bracha. And the whole sugi there, Ashkenazim, Sfadim, right? You should make another bracha, you shouldn't make another bracha. Baruch shein kavoyit ma'achus. The word is that the taka represent two inyanim, two mamish hefchik inyanim. Sumei rav, I'll say tov, that the tefillin shel yad represent to be machnia the yadayim yidei esav. So there you do a pa'ula, there you have to have a bracha of a pa'ula. But the tefillin shel rosh is the musa, the klal yisrael, klal yisrael mamlech, with the kedusha of the klal yisrael, the dibur of klal yisrael, is their mamlech. So it's mele, it's a bracha without the pa'ula. So here, the heilige Reb Tzadik has magala and mardik asod. Hilgir Tzadik is Megal and Mardik Asod. which is like icing on what we're saying over here. And that's the bechina that we just said, that the shayfa and the tefillin shel rosh are very mechudas. Helig is it, the shayfa says, the jikava says that shayfa is the gematria tefillin. Now, shayfa, we said what? Kaaba shayfa, that's connected to shem chavu, that's the connected to shem chesbe zvav. Right? Because that takes back what the goyim have taken from us, and they have taken the mimshala from us, and that takes the shayfa, the mechinas dibo, the shayfa of dibo, is that takes it back. Gemara Metzia, and this is what Reb Tzadik, the Hilgi Reb Tzadik says, Gemara Metzia Lev Chof Tesam at base. It's Gemara somewhere else as well, I think. And Gemara that says, Hani Tfilin Bei Ba Chavu. Kilo the Tfilin who in this house, so it has, seems like a Pashto Gemara. It says, Reb Tzadik, the end of Lekutim Ma'amorim, Kach Kabalti, so Gemara Tekasotzi, he says, Kach Kabalti. And he says that Hani Tfilin Bei Ba Ches Beis Vov, that's the same shame as the shame of the shayfa of the kapzeinu yachad mi arba kamfes ha'aretz. Moed gazach. Now the pasha pshat, hani tfilin bei ba'achavu. Of in that bei ba'achavu, lit the hilig of shame of ches beis vav. That the tfilin have the same koach. So according to what we're saying, it's mamish ha'inu hach. Because the tfilin is the tat pass is where the goyim see that their whole koyach memshal, which is the day dibor, gets sucked back to the makor, and they see that it all belongs to Klal Yisrael, and therefore all their koyach that they have taken from us all goes back. They're nichna. They surrender, and the nichna and all the koyach all the koyach memshal that they had from us, Is that went away? Samoyed Kazakh. So Mela, that's tough quite the Tfilin Shel Rosh is like that. Tfilin Shel Rosh, that's the when they see the Tfilin Shel Rosh, they see the Koyach HaMelucha by Klal Yisrael. They see the crown, plus they see that their whole Koyach HaDibor is all Mushrish and Lashon HaKodesh, which belongs to Klal Yisrael. Tatpas. Those two words, Tatpas, are the kitzer of all the shyness of the Umis HaOlam, they all belong to Klal Yisrael. When they look at the tefillin, and then they realize, then they give back the Mimshala, and they give back the Mimshala to Klal Yisrael. Bilam used the koyach of peh, he was killed by the tzitz. They shone the tzitz to him, because the tzitz is next to the tefillin. Tzitz is kosher to the tefillin. When the tzitz has the shame Hashem, it's next to tzitz. So pshat is that Bilam held, I'm also going to use the koyach peh. So therefore, it was dafke the bechinas tefillin next to the tzitz, the tefillin. That was machnia Bilam. That's the sod of tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. It's bechinas hakol kol Yaakov yadayim yidei Esav. That's all the bechina of the Kol Yaakov, that's all the bechina of Torah Shabbal Peh. The Romans were very against tefillin. Because they were very scared of that. The story, you know, Elisha Baal Kanafayin, that wasn't by tefillin. And it was by tefillin. So that's the Kol, that's the Shoresh. That's all the Shoresh of Dibur, the Tashoresh of Peh. All the Umas Olam. So when Yidin knew that's why the Koyach of Peh is such a Heilig Koyach. And Hamshat is a Kilkel in the Peh, Pasha gives him Memshala to the Umas Olam. Kilkel and Peh gives him Shal to Masai. Lashon Hara, Bismidish was destroyed, Lashon Hara. Bismidish was destroyed, Lashon Hara. Malshinus, Kamtsa, Ba Kamtsa. Malshinus, the Koyach HaPeh. He went to the Roman Emperor. He gave him the Shulta, he gave him Shalah. He Malshin and Klal Yisrael. He Moitzi Shemer and Klal Yisrael. Lashon Hara and Klal Yisrael. Pasha giving them the whole Memshalah B'yadayim. Giving them the whole Memshalah B'yadayim. Why did he get that? Pachad he get that? The koyach of shilta, the koyach of dibo. So therefore, when Klal Yisrael do tshuva and taka, they say vidui. So then, loikchen adibo la'atzmam, and ain lehem shum dibo v'nisbat la'kitrugim. And then the kitrugim are all nisbat. That's the sad dafka why tefillin shel rosh. Comes from the Goyish world. It's the sod of the whole Gemara, of the whole sugi day in Rosh Hashanah. You know the first Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah is Abba Rosh Hashanah. The first one is the Malachim. It's the Rosh Hashanah of Malachim. Malachim Umis Olam. Malachim Osef Shat. It's the sod of Rosh Hashanah is taking back the Malchus. thing machnia the malchus the most oil, which is alidei the pen.
Is that the ending of the pepsukim and the behemoth's iron with the nuns, malchus?
Ah, okay. I'm thinking of that. Taka l'chayra.
What's
the pen? What's achno? If you put soy vecho. Taira, it's a human soy aron. It's a koyach of taira. It's a koyach of taira, taka. The Wenschleinim, the person sings Zmiris, the person uses the Burim, the Heilige de Burim for the Wenschleinim. So Moedika gives Kvalis from Moedika Koyach, Moedika Shlita. Told us Hashemayim v'ha'oretz b'Avram v'ad Avram haya hasayid toyu. Yekinim as v'ashtev as b'pasuk told us Hashemayim v'ha'oretz toyu, because you know there's alpaim shnes toyu. And the Avraham Avinu started the Alpaim Shnei Toyu. Achabah Avraham Avinu Shemitz Chesed Mitzayir Chesed Lemala Kelidei Yisrusu De Lasata. Avraham Avinu is Chesed De Lasata is Nisoyre Chesed Lemala Nisqayim Oilo Nimsa Alidei Avraham Shoyre Melmata Mitzayir Chesed Nisoyre Lemala Mitzayir Chesed Zeh Chakikur Shem Chakach Yitzchok Chakikur Beis. This is Shema Kedah Pashtas Achim Kipin Mitzayir Chesed Hu Beli Gvul Afilu Misha Ein Eroi. Chesed is all Ispashtas. Chesed is Ispashtas. Nimza ain't a key moilum, shkan key moilum, you have to have din. The Chachot Shemid is Yitzchok, Mid is a din, Laakiv, Latzonsum, Chesed, Velitin Gvul to give Gvul. Vehi, Bechinas, Hayira, and he sent us Gvul ad, Hoylobre, that's what it means. Ach Eichi Sukunze. Avram min esul chesed, Yitzchok is min esadin, which is ma'akiv chesed. I read it's a start of the sasri, v'chol echad b'fni atzmu. Heich yigram shavram yitzomtzim imidosi. I read the whole inin of, in a famous vote over here, that the whole inin of Yitzchok is to be mitzomtzim the chesedim of Avram. Avram is a mention, Yitzchok is two mentions. But so has one mitzomtzim, Yitzchok goes with his avoid, Avram goes with his avoid, and they don't cross paths, b'chlal, the opposite paths. So has one going to be mitzomtzim the other. Chein tzivak, and shmochu shiyakad is Yitzchok benoi. V'nimtza hu achzori es. So therefore, Avraham Avinu was kind of the middle of the gvura from Yitzchok by the Akeda. And Nechnas by Midosa Shal Yitzchok, La'akiv HaChesed Ketzat.
How did Yitzchok get his Avraham's middle in the Akeda?
No, Yitzchok didn't get Avraham's middle in the Akeda, just Avraham, yeah. In other words, the whole reason why Yitzchok was there, it was to be mitzamtzim the Chesed of Avraham. Avraham doesn't forstoy him. Avraham's Chesed is even a filan misha ein eroi, kilu, even someone who doesn't deserve Rachmanus. So for that, Avraham needs the tzimtzim of Yitzchok. And that was why the Rebbe Shlom gave him then a sign of the Akeda. Achadayin yesh li tashlum with this Yaakov, ki Avram hu chesed b'li gvul, Yitzchok hu ma'akiv legamri. V'oraya shayi b'dati litin kol ha'brochus l'eisa, shlo yena Yaakov ma'ilam hazeh klum. V'yaakov yishtom m'shlim edo kudu, shu mekabel m'shnei amidus. Avram Yaakov in is the shlemus. So that's where the mizug, the blend of the chesed and gvura came together with Yaakov from him now let me the sarchmanus like Avram should believe like he is should have a khala rahim let me should roy le rahim now those rahmanus means talking about pidin he doesn't get it pidin he doesn't get it or if there's a mock for rahmanus so then stoim there's no mit for rahmanus so Yaakov Avinu would agree to destroy stoim so then Avram Avinu is chesed chesed doesn't agree to destroy stoim so Yaakov Avinu was the mizug between them now there's even though you're not roy mitzad adin Abba, nevertheless, give it. That's using the chesed of Avram. So that's already the ends. So Yaakov is noyled al yishtei shnei midas ha'ilish neschavru yachad v'yotzem em midas Yaakov. Zeh nikra Rivka. That's a geshmak hazach. That's why their mother, then they make nikra Rivka. Shemena yotze Yaakov. Yaakov is the shleimus, and that's called Rivka. Kamilosh ha'chazal, echnisa l'Rivka. Rivka, it's called v'chem shnei Rivka, it's shu tzemet shnei boko, and it's not even shown yachad. The Rivka shul boko is when you put the two together. So she was going to bring out even Yaakov into the world, and Yaakov is like putting together, making a babasachas out of Avram and out of Yitzchak. Lachin shalach Avram avdoi. Right? Eliezer found Rivka. Inyanu ki adam tzarich liyaz v'b'chinas ben. Hachetchila ki yefsha ki yim v'b'chinas evet kenoida. Lachin shalach v'b'chinas evet chila. Because it's not yet mushlam till Yaakov. V'alidei chin ola yoyse ad madrigas ben. V'hu midas Yaakov v'ma'achit shtei hamidas together. So lechem v'rosh Hashana tkiya pshuta lefaneu chesed ha'poshut meis b'ligvul. That's keneged Avram. Lechem nikra pshuta. Pshuta means it never stops. It's pshitus. But that's in tzumim. Alkein bo achre shvarim. It's midas Yitzchok, which breaks the b'ligvul. It's not pshuta. Shemeshab ha'ches shalei b'ligvul. Tkiya pshuta l'achreya. Hu ma sha'ona ma'orim l'mata midas ha'chesed.
Oh. Even
that's
the same pshuta
in
the first one?
Yeah, but it's the pshuta that came out. It's the pshuta that's now going to use both of them. Mm-hmm. First pshuta never touched a tzimtzum, so therefore it's a pshuta that's not b'shleimus. But the last one is a pshitus that comes after a shvarim.
It can represent something else with the same sound. That's the what? The same sound.
Because it's also chesed. I mean, we're making vayir chesed. Pshuta is chesed, oh, but it's a chesed. It's Yaakovinu's chesed. It's a shleimus that you chesed. Uh-huh. The end is a tkiya gedoyla. It's a shleimus, it's a mushlam dike chesed. The first chesed is a chesed ligu. From Yitzchak and Yaakov. V'ini kva nispa ksha tzadik lekecha dibur. Oh, so now he's coming back to nachzel inyaneinu. When a tzadik takes a dibur, oz nilkach mipim a dibur shal kitrug, v'kula nasa ilmim lo yuchu lekatre. So the mekatreg is only coming because he's got the koyach dibur. But once the tzaddik takes the dibur b'day Torah tefillah, is the mekatreg loses the koyach dibur and he remains ilam, he can't talk. Zehu v'ish mishtoylo, Mordek Yizach. That's why he couldn't talk. Eliezer. Rav istakel shmi Rivka yetze Yaakov. He saw that Rivka's got a name, Rivka. What's the name? Rivka. Rivka means, even though Basul was a Rosha, but nevertheless, the name, and even though it was a Loshna Ramis, but nevertheless, the name is Moira. The name is Moira on something. And the name of Rivka was Moira, which is Yetze Yaakov Ma'achet Shnei Amidas. V'kein Shmo Rivka Shko Agdam Lo Shvo Yikro Adam Shemes Amo Isis Shel Chiyus. V'chim Chol Adam Shmo Heim Oy His Name. These are the Oisis Amechayes Am Shiroshu. V'hichnas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Belev Lov and Basuel. He says down here. Basuel was Rivka's father. So when Rivka was born by a kiddush, as Basuel gave the name Rivka. Api ruach hakodesh likros Rivka shem anal ki al yoda yiskashu v'itzomdu shnei amidus. It's talking more the kazach because momish straight after that pasuk v'ish mishtay lo. So then he gave Rivka matanas. He gave a shneitz medium keneged shtei luchos. Hasara something keneged. Laseres adibrus. And that's the bechina of the dibur, which is the koyach dibur which we said Yaakov had. And the Shtei Luchos is the two inyonim of the Hatzmoda of Chesed and Gvura, of the two inyonim. Over there one, the Shtei Luchos, over there one, and that's exactly what Eliezer gave Rivka. Kenega da Serasad, and the other thing, Kenega da Serasad Dibros, which is the Koyach Shiso that Yaakovinu would have. For who Yisalek, Koladinim and Kitrugim, Yachrisham, Yaakovinu is the one who's destined, he was the Yerusha Baholim, so he was destined to have the Torah, to have the Koyach Dibur, which would silence everybody else. So when Eliezer saw Rivka, he saw the whole parasha. He saw Yaakov Avinu coming out, who has the koyach hadibur, was going to take away the koyach hadibur from everybody. And Eliezer's b'chanevet, so Meila suddenly mishtarla, he couldn't talk anymore. When he chabbed that ruach hakodesh, that Rivka is going to bring out the Yaakov, so then he couldn't talk anymore. So that mishtarla corresponds to the silencing of all the mekatrigim.
Even the avodim will have no. Wasn't Eved Kananiyim.
He wasn't Eved, he came from Chom. Eino, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam tell him? Avada, he looked like Avraham Avinu. But this is a model of what it represented. Eino, he says he's Oro. He wanted his daughter to say Eino Roy Boruch Ledovet Boro. He was Shaykh Sultachom. Shadei Adibo Sheigach Memachrishim Zeo Machrish. Shero Sheyetze Mimeno Pri Tzadik Amachrish Mashtik Aladinu Ketrugim Aladei Ma Hevin Aladei Shmo. Shmo is the koyach hadibur, the aleph base. Was our Torah nitnas b'chal loshen, even though it's in the sense of loshen chaloshen is umis shenem ish mishtoila machrish al day shmo shi rivka shi loshen arami haven mahoven. So you see, even in the goisha, even in the loshen aramis, Rivka was megala the whole sod of Yaakov Avinu, and Eliezer was masik that side of Yaakov Avinu. When he was masik that whole sod of Yaakov Avinu, so then Eliezer realized that Yaakov Avinu was the koyach hadibur. So more the kazach. And that koyach adibur silence, that koyach that Yaakov Avinu have was to silence all the mekatrigim. Silence, that's why Taka Yaakov Avinu dovek to the koyach adibur. Dovek to the koyach adibur. So that's how he took the dibur for himself, and then he was machrish all the mekatrigim, and that's the koyach of Torah Shebal Peh. That takes away all the mekatrigim. More the kazach. By Rebbe, you find that Antoninus the Roman was Moedik Machnia himself in Gemara. He used to bend down, and Rebbe got on the bed, and he insisted that he's lower than Rebbe. So Rebbe was Pashtus of Tershe Bal Peh. Rebbe was Bechinus Yaakov Avinu. Antoninus, Antignus was one of the Roman things. They felt that they were Nichna with the Rebbe's Koyach of Tershe Bal Peh. So Moedik Azach. See, it's really there's two anhogas. There's an hoga of shofar, an hoga of tefillin. They're both gematria the same, but it works slightly different. The pshat of shofar is not so much a hachna of the masoilim. The pshat of the shofar is that it brings out the koyach of the pneumistic akol, and therefore all the netzotzes fly away. In other words, they all get sucked into the koyach. It's a koyach, it's a cry, so all the netzotzes suddenly have such gargoyim to go back to their shoyrish that they all go out. It's not necessarily like a bepoil dika hachno. Shenkin, the tefillin shel roish is a bepoil dika hachno. You have to do where the tefillin shel roish is, then the goyim have a more dika hachno. And mele, they have a hachno. Meila, they have achnos, so meila, then they lose their koyach hamimshala, they lose their koyach hadibur. And they see that the dibur, they're not even balabayis over their own dibur. And they see that their own dibur makes the shalroish. Their own dibur makes the shalroish. So meila, when their dibur makes the shalroish, they realize, and the shalroish is Klal Yisrael's crown, so it means that they're using Klal Yisrael's malchus. They're playing with Klal Yisrael's crown. They're married in the malchus. They're using the dibur to be shalit, to have memshala with dibur. So they're married in the malchus. The dibur, the shlita of dibur belongs to Klal Yisrael, and that they see in the tefillin shel roish. They see that their own dibur is Klal Yisrael's crown. And Klal Yisrael's crown, meila, there automatically there's a surrender. And the surrender of meila that brings back the koyach. So taka, like the Rebbe says, that the koyach of tefillin shel roish is a koyach to bring back the netzotzes with the b'shem chesvav chesbeis vav hani tefillin debei b'achabu. But it works slightly differently than the koyach of the shofar. Koyach of the shofar is the pnimistik hakol, as azag yishrei, that the tefillin gets moedik, that the dibor and the koyach, which is in galus by the goyim, gets moedik. It's like you hear a cry, you just go for it, and then that's how the netzotzes leave. Tefillin shel roish is a hachno of the goyim to the malchus of Klal Yisrael. It's a hachno of the goyim to the malchus of Klal Yisrael. Chmoy de kezach. Ro kol am ha'oretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yorem emeka. Chmoy de kezach. It's a tevir b'sacha. That's how important the dibur is, especially the ikvizit ha'mashicha. Malchus, want to get Malchus with David. David the Melech. Tehillim. Sukkim, at Giret. He spoke out to the bunch later. Diburim. That's how he was to the Malchus. So I'll say the Nebuchadnezzar also started singing Shir. The Malach came and slapped him. Because if you'd have said Heilige Diburim, he would have been Koina the Malchus. He would have been Koina the Malchus. That belongs to Klal Yisrael. The Malach quickly came and stopped him. He didn't let him use the Diburim for himself. In other words, it should be that even if a Goy has Memshallah, or his whole Memshallah, which was the Dibur, is Gegambit from Klal Yisrael. Nebuchadnezzar should have his own homemade Malchus. That's the worst thing in the world.
Anybody can say Diburim Gemalchus?
Nebuchadnezzar had Hasogas. These kings had Moedic Hasogas in the Rekus. If he was going to put to shame David HaMelech to Hillim, as the Chazal say, these people had Moedic Hasogas. Moedic Hasogas. The dangerous thing was when Yitzchak and Esau was Yitzchak tzaok gedoyle more and he cried. It was a dangerous thing. It was a heilige bechia. Klal Yisrael was still suffering from Esau's bechia. When the goyim, the Esau of Beit, tata. That's a very dangerous diburim. The goyim have to know that their whole malchus have to feel that their whole malchus is gegambit from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has the Torah, so Klal Yisrael has that Dibros, they have the Diburim, and Mela, anytime the Kohen is on, because Klal Yisrael let Lechoyta, so therefore Mela went over to them. That's the Soda, the Soil Hashem, the Soil Azazel. Same as the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. Soil Azazel is Dochafoy. Dochafoy, that's a Pa'ula you have to do with the Yad. It's Dochafoy, it's Mem is one set, just like Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh is one set. Sol Hashem, Sol Azazel have to look the same, this the same, that the same, Yens the same. Over the Sol Azazel is a mitzvah, the Dochafoy, you have to push it, you have to take it out. It's the Bechinus Tefillin Shel Yad, Hachnoa B'Yad, Hachnoa B'Yadayim, of the Yadayim Shel Yadayim Yadei Esav. Sol Hashem, that's like the Bechinus Hashem, Ruach Shalom, Kishim Hashem. That's a Bechinus of Tefillin Shel Rosh. Who is two Bechinus? So you have to be Mechnia, the Yadayim Yadei Esav, and take over the Memshallah. Take over the Memshallah with the Koy Chadibah. Hashem Chatos, you have to announce. Shem Chatos. Hagve Yemincha. The Bechinus Yadayim, and then there's a Bechinus Dibor. Machnia, the Yadayim, Shidei Esav, and the Koyach HaDibor. That's the Avodah. That's the Klal Yisrael has to work. Because of the Mashiach, we must have a Dibor, should be Bektusha. Because that's how we build the Malchus. We build the Malchus of Mashiach, Tzadkim. Halidei the Dibor. Yeah. Shkoyach to you.
Yeah.
All the Tishris. We've seen all the Svarim, Diburim. Yid says Diburim, sinks to Rabbi Shalom, and pours his heart out. We always talk about it, it's so powerful. The cry of a Yid, Diburim. Breastly, they talk Diburim. Yakama Shechta, he always talks, Heilige Diburim, Tzumba Shefe, Heilige Diburim, Tzumba Shefe. Diburim, in Rav Nachman, used to talk hours and hours to Rabban Shalom, used to cry and talk hours and hours. Ke'ilu Pashta Diburim. And this thing is Pashta Diburim. Diburim to Rabban Shalom is power. That's Diburim. Pashta Diburim to Rabban Shalom is power. It's Malchus. Pashta Diburim. It's a joke. It's not a joke. It's a zilzel to say Pashta Diburim. Tefillah to Rabban Shleinim, a Pasuk, I'm saying the Heilige words of Torah to Rabban Shleinim. That's what Yaakovina prepared Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim for. Klal Yisrael, Yaakovina said before we start Parashas Shmois, there's got to be a Vayechi, which is Peh Psukim. You've got to give him the Peh Psukim to Klal Yisrael, which will take them, which will give them a Aseres Adibros in the Midbar. You take a see in the Midbar, all the Omos were Nechna to Klal Yisrael. All the Omos were Nechna to Klal Yisrael. The Sodom, enough for now, it's the Sodom Amalek, Sodom of Esav. Shat is Esav, enough for now, Esav, you have to fight with your dime. That's why when he came to Lachem Samalek, his Vahoya, Kashiyar, Moshe, Yadav, Vagova, Yisrael. All the other Umis Oilam, Nichna. Nichna in the Midbar. The Midbar is Lashon Dibur. Midbar is where Klal Yisrael got that series of Dibras. In Mokka, where Klal Yisrael are holding strong with their Dibur, then there's a Hachna of Am Yisrael.
So they had the Dibur of Peh before Shmais and after Shmais?
No, before Yaakovina plants. Mm-hmm. As we said, Yaakovina was planting the Peh for Rebbe. For Bira Nossi, he was planting for Rebbe Akiva. He was planting Torah Shabbal Peh. Yaakovina was planting Larech Kaladoros, that we should have the Koycha Dibur. So in the Midbar, they had the Midbar Dibur. As they get out of the Midbar, going into Eretz Yisrael, we think they need an Eretz Yisrael. Also need the Koycha Dibur. So Eilat Dvarim, Asher Dibur Moshe, prepares them for going into Eretz Yisrael. We need the Burim. Eila Dvar Mashadim Moshe. That's preparing them to go into Eretz Yisrael. We said, I think we discussed already, Yeshua was fighting. When Shleilim, Lan Ba'amka Shel Torah, Diburim Shel Torah. Let's see, when you want Malchus, you want to be Moshe, you want Diburim Shel Torah. Diburim Shel Torah. That's where the Ve'egisa Ba'yem Ha'malayla. Ve'egisa Ba'yem Ha'malayla. That's the Diburim, the Heilige Diburim of Torah. Yeshua, you want to win a battle, with Diburim Shel Torah. Tiburim of Torah, that's a kol kol Yaakov, that's Machnia. Avada, there's a, also a hachna of Yudayim Yudayi Esav, that's what we got to finish the Yad. And that's why they have to fight, Taka. You have to fight. But that's the fighting is to be Machnia Yudayim Yudayi Esav. Over the Memshola, what gives you the power over, is that's the Bechinus. Tiburim of Torah, which is the Bechinus Tefillin Shel Rosh. That's why the Moshe, we know that Tefillin goes together with Krishma, yeah? Kala Kaira Krishma without Tefillin, Kilo made the Shekhas. Moshe Pshatka says, Ekshate, Mokhtar, Haisan Edecha, with the Tifer Yisod. Because Krishma is a weapon. What's Krishma called in Tehillim? Cherev, Pifias Biyodam. Which Chazal say there is Krishma to take away the Mazikim. Right? So Cherev, Pifias Biyodam. What's Pifias? Peh. So what's Krishma? Krishma is the cherev of Peh. What's Tefillin Shel Rosh? That's Tefillin. Tefillin is the cherev of Peh. So Mela, Malach Shemayim, it's Mamshech the Malchus to us. So Mela, therefore, Kol HaKoyer Krishma without Tefillin, is for Tefillin is the Krishma. Is the cherev of Peh. The Malchus of Peh is the cherev of Peh. Cherev Pefiyas Biyodav. You got to say Krishma with Tefillin. You know, somebody who soch in Tefillin Shel Yad, the Tefillin Shel Rosh, was chayza orav me'alach merecha melchama. The pshat is that between the Tefillin Shel Pesh, Tefillin Shel Yad, and Tefillin Shel Rosh, you don't have to be mafsik. The pshat is that Tefillin Shel Yad is the hachna of Esav. And now you mustn't talk bechlal till you put your Tefillin Shel Rosh on. Mm-hmm. Put your Tefillin Shel Rosh on, now you can talk diburim. But if you talk now, it means that just all you. Pshat is you're saying that the koyach comes from the yadayim. Kilu, now you got your tefillin shel yad on. Now you're powerful. You're machnia. Ha'isof, you got to put the tefillin shel roish. Tefillin shel roish gives us the malchus of dibur. It wasn't even bisoch le dvar mitzvah between shel yad and tefillin shel roish. Because the roish, that's the koyach of dibur. And then the goyim was scared of us. That's why dafka tefillin shel roish. Has to be made from Goyishkai. If Tefillin is the Matriya Shoifa, and if Shoifa is taken from Rav Kiva to schlep all the way to Sehunez or Yena Kriech, Yena Egvelta, a Goyish country, so you see, for Shoifa, you need the Lashon of Umas Oilam. For Tefillin, you need the Lashon of Umas Oilam. Because both Shoifa and Tefillin is the Hachna of the Koyach HaMemshal of Umas Oilam, which lies in their Dibur that they have. And then when you Megala to them, their Dibur is Mushbush and our Dibur, Lashon HaKoydash, and it's ours, is that's then. And you machnia, and they give their malchus back. There's another ot, whatever the Shem of the Kim and the Shem Yud Kevavke. You know the four compartments of Tefillin are connected to Yud Kevavke. That's Chiddush Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, which say that Yud Kevavke goes. And the Goyim work with the Shem of the Kim. Like Pari says, Pari was moided to the Shem of the Kim. The Shem of the Kim is Gematria Teva. And the Gematria Teva thinks that you fight with your Yudayim. Of the Shoresh of Shem Elokim, the Shem Yud Kevavke, and Klal Yisrael has the Bchin of Yud Kevavke. The four Parshas of the Parsha Yud Kevavke. Yud Kevavke is the Achna of the Umas Oilam. Because the Yud Kevavke, they hold on to the Shem Elokim. It's the Matriyat Heva. Over the Shoresh of that is Yud Kevavke. That's what Klal Yisrael holds on to. Yud Kevav Kei is the Shvira of the Koyach Kilu of those who believed in Teva. That's the Tefillah Shel Rosh. That's the Shem Elokim. It's like a Rezor. Krishna is the Kula Yud Kevavke. Havaya Elokeinu Havaya Echad. It's Kula Yud Kevavke. That is the Shvira Abasaratim Abavatim Lehim Acherim Mishtachim Yisim Lehim. That's the Bittl of the Shem Elokim. The Bittl of the Shem Elokim. You see the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, and you may be seeing how the whole Teva, which is the Matri Elokim, that's all Nichlal in the Shem Yud Kevavke. That's what Klal Yisrael has. Even when the Oisek are fighting, it's the Elokim which is Nichlal in the Yud Kevavke. Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. So mainly that's the Arba Parashis. The only reason why the Goyim have a Memshala is because they break the Yichud of Yud Kevavke. We discussed that before. Yudke is, and they break the yichud of Yudke Vavke. They separate the Yudke from Vavke. So two out of the letters of Yudke Vavke is tat, and two of them is pas. Together makes the yichud of Yudke Vavke. Those are two bechinas, and the yichud of both of them, So that breaks the omus oila. They can only chaperayin because the Yudke Vavke is not b'shleim. So Yudke Vavke is b'shleim, so then is in the count. So we take two from here and two from there. Each one on its own only allows, doesn't allow a whole shame, whole Yud Kei Vav Kei, because that's the Hachna, and take two from here, two from there, and you make one Yichud. That's the Ha'ilu Taitav is being in Acha. That's the Yichud of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Rechinus Tefillah Shel Rosh. Beis Hamikdash was the Emistik of Koyach HaDibur, was the Dvir, so they could speak out the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Speak out the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now we're not Zorich to speak out the Yud Kei Vav Kei. We say the Yudke Vavke, or we say the Shem Adnas. Shem Adnas is the Shem Malchus, which means that we're makir the Malchus, we're makir the Emistik of Malchus. In the Beis Hamikdash, when they had the Tachlis of Dibur, because then they could speak out the Yudke Vavke, they had a Koyach HaDibur at Klikach, in the Dvir Bisachad, they had a Koyach HaDibur, and they could speak out the Yudke Vavke.
How does Adni translate to represent Malchus?
Adnas, rulership. Adnos is Malchus. It's Malchus down here. Malchus down here, but what's Adnos? No, in other words, what is Adnos down here? Mashalif the Adnos with Havaya. If you Mashalif the Adnos with Havaya, then you're Nachanami, then you get the Malchus. Adnos by itself, again, the Goyim can also have Chasu Shalom and Malchus. But when you Mashalif the Adnos with Havaya, so then you're getting the Emstik of Malchus. It's always in a velus or in a chob b'samigdash. It's always in a vayidah. Goyim burn the b'samigdash. There's a bechina. When we lose that malchus, then the first reaction is vayidah. To realize that it comes from a chesaron of dibur. Because with the koyach dibur, it's in faket. Chesaron gets on top of everything. There's no shlita b'chlal. Any koyach, there's a shlita chasushan to the koyach shekneged. It comes from a bechina of a yidoy. Comes from a bechina of a yidoy. Yeah, so after chamisha osa ba'av, which is a kneged torah shebal peh, siyara b'shlemusa. Siyara b'shlemusa, it's mechazik asa, it's the inyav torah shebal peh. It's a hachana. זה ראש השנה למלאכים. אמסטיק המלאכס. אתה קרא בשפי גודל. אז מה ידיג הסוד פעמים צודק? לקוטי עד אינדו לקוטי מהמורם. I mean, he says, כך קיבלתי. אני צריך לצאת, כך קיבלתי. תפילה של רואי שזה same shame, it's מויצי נצויצ. הוא ידיג הזה. Keep on having the same thought coming over and over again. The dibur, the shlechta dibur, is also a vachin of haitzah levatala. It gives them the dibur, gives them the malchus. Diburim shel kedusha is the same inyan to bring back the tzoytzus.